Welcome, friends. I'm Clinton DeFrance, and this is Landmark Q&A. At Christian Landmark, we believe the Bible holds the answers to life's greatest questions. Today, we'll answer a question from a listener about the genuineness of the biblical text. The question reads as follows: how can we trust the Bible when it has been translated and recopied so many times for hundreds of years? This is indeed a very important question. Since our faith comes from the testimony of Scripture, according to Romans 10 and 17, it is only as strong as our confidence in the reliability and genuineness of Scripture. In February of 2014, I, along with some friends, attended the Ham-Nye debate on the viability of creation in the modern scientific community. Of course, the Bible came up, and Bill Nye tossed out the criticism that the Bible was written thousands of years ago and has been recopied by hand thousands of times and translated into other languages hundreds of times. Nye brought up the telephone game, where a message is passed through whispering around a circle of 10 people and winds up terribly butchered in the end. If a short sentence can't survive a round of 10 people in a few seconds, how can we believe that we have the same Bible that was originally possessed by the first century Christians after thousands of years of hand copying written manuscripts, and even beyond that, the Old Testament, which is over 1,000 years older than the New Testament books? Fortunately for believers, this question is very easy to answer if you just know where to look. The majority of our English versions of the Bible are translated from ancient manuscripts written in Hebrew and Aramaic, if it's an Old Testament book, and Greek, if it is a New Testament book. We'll focus on the New Testament primarily in this discussion. Bible translators have thousands of these manuscripts to consider when doing their work in producing an English Bible. To be precise, there are 5,000 Greek manuscripts of the New Testament, 9,000 New Testament manuscripts in other languages, these would be early translations, 36,000 New Testament quotations from early Christian writers, and 2,000 New Testament scripture readings from ancient lectionaries, books of scripture selections that were read in worship services. Yes, these manuscripts are copies of copies of copies, and the more recent they are, the more copied they are. The original manuscripts, which are called autographs, have been lost to time. The oldest New Testament manuscripts are some papyri, including 76 papyri manuscripts dating to the 2nd and 3rd centuries A.D. So some were penned in the lifetime of people who knew the apostles personally and probably read the autographs themselves. Then there are three copies of the Greek New Testament in book form, called the Codex Sinaiticus, the Codex Vaticanus, and the Alexandrian Codex, dating from around the 4th century A.D. Here is what is remarkable. Of these thousands of manuscript copies made over hundreds of years, there are virtually no significant differences between them. Now, I'm sure you're wondering why I said virtually and significant. Some critical sources claim there are over 400,000 variations in these New Testament manuscripts. That is simply dishonest if the point is to cast doubt on whether or not we have the true Bible. The variations are usually in spelling or word order, such as one will say Christ Jesus, the other will say Jesus Christ, nothing significant there. About 400 words are disputed, meaning there is conflict between the manuscripts that is legitimate, but the New Testament has a word count of over 138,000. So in the end, less than 0.5% of the New Testament is in question. And none of these disputed words touch on Christian doctrine or claims about Jesus. It is not as if one manuscript says Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and another says he isn't. There are no variations of that kind at all. This is amazing. The text of the Bible can be traced as pure and genuine through centuries of copying and translation. Even though the Old Testament manuscript library is much smaller than the New Testament, the same conclusions are reached by what we have. This was especially true when the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered in the 1940s. The Dead Sea Scrolls contain manuscripts of the Old Testament dating back as far as 250 BC. When those manuscripts are compared to Old Testament manuscripts from 1000 AD, they are essentially identical except for those minor sorts of spelling variations we mentioned a moment ago. The Dead Sea Scrolls show us that the text of the Bible was preserved without any meaningful flaw for over 1,000 years. Now, how can this be? Doesn't the telephone game prove that this kind of preservation of a message is impossible? No, because there is a big difference between kids playing telephone and the scribes who copied the Bible. Allow me to read to you an excerpt from Sidney Collett's All About the Bible. And this is a book worth obtaining and worth studying yourself. We'll read from pages 14 and 15. He says, in making copies of Hebrew manuscripts, which are the precious heritage of the church today, the Jewish scribes exercised the greatest possible care, even to the point of superstition, counting not only the words, but every letter, noting how many times each particular letter occurred, and destroying at once the sheet on which a mistake was detected, in their anxiety to avoid the introduction of the least error into the sacred scriptures, which they prized so highly and held in such reverent awe. Moreover, each new copy had to be made from an approved manuscript, written with a special kind of ink, upon sheets made from the skin of a clean animal. The writers also had to pronounce aloud each word before writing it, and on no account was a single word to be written from memory. They were to reverently wipe their pen before writing the name of God in any form, and to wash their whole body before writing Yahweh, lest that holy name should be tainted even in the writing. The new copy was then carefully examined with the original almost immediately, and it is said that if only one incorrect letter were discovered, the whole copy was rejected. End quote. As fantastic as all of that sounds, the age, abundance, and accuracy of the manuscripts we possess today testifies that just so much care and more went into the preservation of Scripture. We can rest assured that we have the original Bible today. We can receive it and believe it as the very Word of God, just as much as the first Christians. We can believe the words of the prophets, the apostles, and Jesus himself when they said together, though the grass withers and its flower fades, the word of the Lord endures forever. This is Clint DeFrance inviting you to join us next week for more questions answered on Landmark Q&A.